Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's generating a lot of buzz and, frankly, a fair bit of concern: ChatGPT health.
It's a fascinating development, isn't it? OpenAI's move to create a dedicated AI space for health and wellness conversations, promising to connect personal health records and data from apps like Apple Health and MyFitnessPal, sounds incredibly futuristic.
It certainly does. The idea of effortlessly summarizing care instructions, preparing for doctor's appointments with AI-generated talking points, or finally understanding test results is a powerful promise. It's positioned as a revolutionary way to engage with our own health data, making it more accessible and comprehensible.
But as you hinted, the conversation takes a sharp turn when we consider the core of this innovation. It's merging the creative, and sometimes fallible, nature of generative AI with the most sensitive domain, our health. That's the central tension, the knot at the heart of this.
Exactly. The allure of convenience, an always-on health assistant, taps into our desire for control in a healthcare system that can often feel opaque. Yet, the crucial question remains: is this a genuine leap forward, or a profoundly dangerous gamble with our well-being?
The visual of a clean app interface promising clarity versus the image of a complex medical chart perfectly encapsulates that promise and peril. And this isn't a new concern. The controversy around generative AI in health advice has been simmering since late 2022.
We've seen numerous instances where AI output, though eloquent, has strayed far from factual accuracy. A study, for instance, revealed a staggering 83% error rate when AI chatbots diagnosed children's illnesses. Imagine red indicators flashing across a screen, a clear signal of the problem.
And then there's the chilling narrative that brings these statistics to life. The SFGate investigation into the 19-year-old man who died of an overdose after relying on ChatGPT for advice on recreational drugs over 18 months is a devastating case study.
It's a potent reminder of what can happen when AI guardrails fail during extended, sensitive conversations. It highlights individuals placing trust and their lives in erroneous AI guidance with irreversible consequences. The somber music underscoring such a discussion isn't just for drama, it's to underscore the gravity.
We're talking about life and death, critical decisions that shouldn't be left to chance. It's crucial to distinguish casual AI interactions from profound, life-altering health decisions. The ease of asking AI anything can lull us into a false sense of security.
This tragic case forces us to move beyond acknowledging errors and delve into why these failures occur, especially when developers state their intentions are to assist and inform. Let's start with the first section, the allure of integrated health data.
Right. OpenAI declares its intention for a secure connection for sensitive health data. But we have to ask, what does secure truly mean for AI systems that aren't immune to vulnerabilities? The data types are vast, from detailed EHRs to granular wellness app data.
This spectrum highlights the multifaceted nature of health conversations. It can range from supplement timing to critical updates on chronic conditions. The challenge is how the AI's notorious hallucination problem plays out with concrete medical data.
Exactly. If an AI can confidently invent facts in creative writing, what happens when it interprets blood test results or explains medication side effects? Can a system designed to make things up be reliable for objective medical information? The potential for misinterpretation is immense.
And it could inadvertently amplify existing health anxieties or create new ones. This represents a critical inflection point, shifting AI from a general assistant to a quasi-medical confidant. A flowchart of data converging into an AI unit illustrates the flow, but not the potential for misrepresentation.
The promise, though, is synthesizing this disparate information into actionable insights. Imagine summaries of lab work that explain what numbers mean in the context of your lifestyle and symptoms. That could be incredibly empowering for managing chronic conditions.
The convenience of having this information readily available, without sifting through portals or waiting for appointments, is a significant draw. It taps into that modern desire for instant gratification and accessible information, extending it into the deeply personal realm of health.
Moving on to Section 2, The Ghost in the Machine, AI's Fallibility and Health. This is where we really confront the risks head-on.
When we talk about safety and guardrails in AI for healthcare, the stakes are extraordinarily high. OpenAI is aware of past failures, but have they learned enough? The concept of long conversations is particularly insidious.
As users engage over extended periods, trust builds, and initial caution erodes. The AI's consistent responses can create an illusion of expertise, leading individuals to rely on its guidance without sufficient skepticism. It's a subtle but powerful psychological dynamic.
An animation showing a user's evolving reliance perfectly captures this. The difficulty in building foolproof guardrails for a fluid, generative system cannot be overstated. Unlike traditional software, generative AI operates on probabilities, making it inherently less predictable.
Comparing OpenAI's commitment to safety with the real, devastating consequences of past failures presents a stark ethical dilemma. Are we talking about true commitment or careful disclaimers to mitigate liability? It's an ethical tightrope walk.
What constitutes safe enough when the potential consequences of failure are so dire? This is the question we need to ask. The very nature of understanding medical information is deeply human, rooted in context, intuition, and lived experience.
An AI processes data. It doesn't feel the weight of a diagnosis or grasp the emotional resonance of a doctor's bedside manner. When an AI synthesizes information about a chronic condition, it can present facts, but can it convey the psychological impact?
Can it anticipate unspoken fears or anxieties not explicitly stated in data? This is where the gap between data processing and genuine human understanding becomes most apparent, and potentially most perilous. Let's move to Section 3, the patient-doctor dynamic in an AI era.
This is crucial. Will ChatGPT health empower patients with better understood information for appointments, or create AI-mediated misunderstandings with inaccurate interpretations causing undue anxiety?
The potential for AI to democratize health information is powerful, but shadowed by the risk of exacerbating existing health disparities. If interpretations are flawed or access is uneven, it could widen the gap in health literacy.
The split-screen visual, traditional consultation versus user with ChatGPT Health, highlights this. Human connection versus algorithmic interpretation. Both aim for better health, but the paths differ fundamentally. We're also seeing an evolving definition of personalized health.
Historically, it meant tailoring care based on biology and lifestyle, guided by human expertise. Now, it involves algorithms processing vast datasets. This shift necessitates a critical look at regulation and user education.
Robust regulatory frameworks are essential, and comprehensive user education is equally important. We need to equip individuals with critical thinking skills for navigating AI-generated health information responsibly.
Consider complex care instructions, like managing diabetes or post-operative recovery. ChatGPT Health could break down jargon, list steps, generate reminders. That's the promise.
But what if the AI, in simplifying, omits a crucial nuance? Or extrapolates based on incomplete data, offering advice that's technically plausible but medically unsound for that specific individual? These are the subtle differences a physician picks up on.
An AI, for all its power, is still largely blind to these vital human cues. Now, let's move into Section 4, Navigating the Ethical Minefield.
The introduction of ChatGPT Health, framed as accessible healthcare, plunges us into a complex ethical landscape. The core tension is generative AI's capacity for error colliding with the absolute need for accuracy in medical contexts.
OpenAI's assurances of security and privacy are critical. But what constitutes truly impenetrable security in AI and cybersecurity? Data breaches, however unintentional, could have devastating consequences with intimate health information.
And the concept of AI-driven personalized health raises questions about accountability. If an AI provides flawed advice, who is responsible? The developers? The user for trusting it? The healthcare system for allowing its integration?
This lack of clear accountability is a major ethical hurdle. It creates a gray area where responsibility can be diffused, potentially leaving individuals without recourse when things go wrong. It's a legal and ethical minefield.
Then there's the issue of bias. AI models are trained on data, and if that data reflects existing societal biases, whether racial, gender, or socioeconomic, the AI's outputs can perpetuate and even amplify those biases in health recommendations.
That's a critical point. Imagine an AI consistently underestimating pain levels for certain demographics or recommending less aggressive treatments based on biased training data. It could lead to systemic inequities in care, delivered through a seemingly neutral technological interface.
It's a silent, insidious form of discrimination, masked by the veneer of objective AI. Transparency in the training data and ongoing bias detection are absolutely essential, but incredibly challenging to implement perfectly.
The ethical considerations extend to informed consent. Are users fully aware of the limitations, potential inaccuracies, and data privacy risks when they interact with ChatGPT Health? True informed consent requires clear, understandable communication about these complex issues.
And how do we ensure that the AI's responses are presented in a way that encourages critical thinking, rather than blind acceptance? The conversational nature can be deceptive, making it feel like a dialogue with an expert, not an algorithm processing probabilities.
This leads us directly into Section 5, The Future of Health, Empowerment or Enslavement? It's a provocative title, but it gets to the heart of the debate.
Ultimately, as we explore ChatGPT Health, we face a profound question: does this represent a genuine advancement, offering new avenues for patient engagement? Or is it a premature integration of capabilities that are unproven, perhaps dangerously unreliable, in the critical arena of personal health?
The answer likely lies in the complex interplay between innovation and caution. The inherent limitations of current AI models are significant. They are trained on vast datasets, but these aren't exhaustive representations of human health.
They are statistical models designed to predict and generate based on patterns. When applied to the highly individualized and unpredictable landscape of human health, the potential for error, for hallucination, is practically guaranteed at some level.
The distinction between a well-intentioned, flawed AI interpretation and a definitive medical fact can blur for a user who is already vulnerable or overwhelmed. This is where the danger truly lies.
Furthermore, integrating data from EHRs, wearables, and diet trackers creates a complex web. While the goal is a holistic view, the AI's interpretation is only as good as its algorithms and the data quality. Inaccurate sensor readings can cascade.
It's like building a magnificent structure on a foundation of sand, the more complex, the more precarious. In health, a precarious structure can have devastating consequences. The allure of all health info in one place is powerful.
It speaks to our desire for simplicity and control. But the simplification offered by AI can be a double-edged sword, potentially masking the underlying complexity and uncertainty inherent in medical data. This simplification could lead to a dangerous overestimation of understanding.
So, is it empowerment or enslavement? Empowerment if used as a supplementary tool, with full understanding of its limitations and robust human oversight. Enslavement if users blindly trust its output, leading to detrimental health decisions.
The future hinges on responsible development, stringent regulation, and, crucially, educating users to be critical consumers of AI-generated health information. It's about augmenting human intelligence, not replacing it wholesale, especially in such a critical domain.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the conclusion of our discussion on ChatGPT Health. The heading here is, Conclusion, Proceed with Extreme Caution.
The advent of ChatGPT Health marks a significant moment, blurring lines between digital convenience and the critical domain of health. The potential for democratizing information, simplifying jargon, and providing accessible insights is undeniably appealing.
Imagine a world where understanding lab results or preparing for a doctor's visit is as simple as asking a smart assistant. This vision taps into a fundamental desire for control and clarity when navigating healthcare.
However, as we've explored, this promise is fraught with peril. The very nature of generative AI, with its inherent susceptibility to errors and hallucinations, presents a significant risk when applied to medical advice.
The potential for misinterpretation, amplification of existing anxieties, or even generation of entirely false medical information is a grave concern. The case of the 19-year-old tragically underscores these risks.
The integration of sensitive personal health data raises critical questions about security, privacy, and the potential for breaches. What does secure truly mean in the context of AI systems that are constantly evolving and potentially vulnerable?
Furthermore, the impact on the patient-doctor dynamic is complex. While AI could empower patients, it could also introduce misunderstandings, exacerbate health disparities, and complicate the physician's role if not managed carefully.
The ethical minefield, including issues of accountability, bias in AI algorithms, and the nature of informed consent, requires careful navigation. We cannot afford to rush into deployment without robust ethical frameworks in place.
The future of health technology is undoubtedly intertwined with AI, but the path forward with tools like ChatGPT Health must be paved with extreme caution. Prioritizing patient safety, data integrity, and ethical considerations above all else is paramount.
It's about finding the right balance, harnessing the potential benefits of AI to improve health literacy and accessibility while mitigating the profound risks associated with its fallibility and the sensitive nature of health data.
Exactly. And that brings us to our summary. We've covered a lot of ground today, discussing the introduction, sections 1 through 5, and the conclusion. Now, let's break down the summary table.
Right. The first key factor is data integration and accessibility. The strength is consolidating diverse health data into an accessible format, potentially empowering users. The challenge is the security of sensitive data and the potential for AI misinterpretation.
Next, AI's generative nature. Strength, synthesizing complex info into understandable language to improve health literacy. The critical weakness is the hallucination problem, posing a significant risk of misinformation and adverse health outcomes.
Then we have user trust and reliance. The insight is that an always available AI offers convenience and empowerment for users seeking clarity. The challenge is the risk of over-reliance and eroding critical thinking due to long conversations.
Following that is patient-doctor relationship. Strength, AI could equip patients with better understood information for productive discussions. The weakness, potential for AI-mediated misunderstandings and exacerbating health disparities.
Finally, regulation and ethical frameworks. The strength is the opportunity for innovation in personalized wellness. The significant challenge is AI advancement outpacing regulation, making patient safety and ethical deployment crucial.
Looking at the strengths and insights more broadly, we see the powerful potential for enhanced patient engagement, improved health literacy through simplified complex information, and greater accessibility to personal health data. It promises a more proactive and informed approach to personal wellness.
Indeed. The insights highlight how AI could democratize health knowledge, making it more digestible for the average person. The convenience factor is undeniable, offering personalized insights on demand, which could be particularly beneficial for individuals managing chronic conditions or seeking to optimize their well-being.
However, the challenges and opportunities section paints a starkly different picture. The paramount challenge is the inherent fallibility of generative AI, particularly its propensity for hallucinations, which is extremely dangerous in a health context.
Absolutely. The security and privacy of sensitive health data remain a massive hurdle. Beyond that, the risk of over-reliance and the erosion of critical thinking skills due to the conversational nature of AI are significant concerns.
We also need to consider the potential for AI to perpetuate and amplify existing biases, leading to inequitable health outcomes. The lack of clear accountability when AI provides incorrect advice is another major obstacle.
The opportunity lies in developing robust regulatory frameworks and prioritizing user education. The goal should be to ensure AI augments, rather than replaces, human judgment and interaction in healthcare, fostering a truly empowered user.
It's a delicate balance. The potential for ChatGPT Health is immense, but the risks are equally profound. Proceeding with extreme caution, prioritizing safety, accuracy, and ethical considerations is the only responsible path forward.
Well said. It's clear that while the technology is advancing rapidly, our understanding of its implications, especially in critical fields like health, needs to keep pace. Thanks for breaking this down with me today.
Thank you for the insightful discussion. That's all the time we have for this episode of Mbago Media Tech Talk. Join us next time as we explore another fascinating development in the world of technology.